fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 29th day of June, year of our Lord 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. If you want to volunteer to do the pledge, just send me an email. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, stock up on toiletries. You know what you need. Soap, shampoo, toothpaste, deodorant, all whatever it is you might need. Gentlemen, if you're in charge of this, make sure you get what the women need for their personal hygiene. And don't forget about birth control products. That would be very important as well. Okay, we're going to have open lines this first half hour. Bob in the hour, we'll have Leon Green with us. And then we'll have our Tuesday morning roundtable. Today will be Steve Ben Noon and Leon and myself. Jeff has a day off today. And I was talking to Tim Spencer yesterday. He says he hopes to be back on the road to Salem, Missouri Wednesday. When he's back, he'll start getting updates done to the Daily Intelligence Briefing and to the Rumble archives and other things that need to be done. Yesterday, you may have heard Sam Andrews mention that the Freedom Center Legal Defense Fund is needing funding. The legal team is now in trial preparation, preparing to go to trial with the multimillionaire who wants to steal Sam's property from him. So if you feel moved in your heart to do so, there is a PayPal link there at my website to make that donation and help keep that property from being stolen. I'm meeting at noon today with Sky Huddleston, the CEO of the Rocket Heater Company. We'll be meeting at the factory, going over some things that need to be done, some upgrades that we need outside vendors coming in, different contractors, and moving forward with that project. It's a lot of fun working with him to see this company come to life and become more than a two-man operation, to become a full-fledged factory with employees and a factory and so forth, as opposed to the very nice small facility they've had these past 5 years. So, yeah, that'll be a good meeting, and we'll get a lot done there. I listen to Mike Adams pretty much every morning. I read a lot, not everything, that Dave Hodges writes. I've been a fan of Cliff High for I don't know how many years, probably 20 years or more. And I know these men, they know me. Steve Quayle's another guy that I've known Steve now since the mid-1990s when I started interviewing Steve on my first radio show in St. Louis back in 1995. There's a consensus among all these men and myself that we are in certainly very perilous times, to say the least. Very perilous times. My proper tip of the day yesterday was to have a plan B and a plan C. What does that mean? Well, typically, almost all of you are going to have a plan A. That will be either to shelter in place where you are, or to bug out to a safe location. Hopefully you do. Plan B would be to have an alternative in case that doesn't work out, whatever that plan A may be, bugging out to another location. Becoming a refugee is not wise. It's not a good choice. It's something you do when you have no choice. That's what becoming a refugee is. What's a refugee? That's somebody who doesn't have a home base, that is on the move. They've left their home base. They don't have a specific location in mind. And throwing the kids and the groceries in a minivan and headed for the national forest is not a plan, by the way. That's a plan for disaster is all that is. Hopefully you won't have to do that, because that would be an absolute, act of desperation, shall we say. That's what it would be. So hopefully you'll have a viable plan B, and hopefully you'll have a viable plan A. That's probably going to mean being away from major metropolitan areas. That means the cities of 250,000 or more. That's what I call a major metropolitan area, cities of 250,000 or more. We have a city like that in Missouri called Springfield, Missouri. It's a microcosm of really big cities with problems with drugs and crime and bizarre behavior and so forth, just in smaller numbers. You don't want to be around people like that. You really don't. You really don't want to be around people like that in normal times, let alone during a crisis. So being some distance from a major city, the bigger the city, the farther away you need to be. Metro Chicago is, what, 12 million people? A lot of those people have cars. How far can those cars go on one tank of fuel? Or half a tank of fuel? That's probably the more likely scenario, half a tank of fuel. Most people do not keep their fuel tanks topped off. I do, and you should also. The evidence is abounding. Jeff Nyquist has added to this. I've known Jeff. I started interviewing Jeff, 15, 16 years ago. Jeff's private sources, Mike Adams' private sources, Dave Hodges' private sources are all telling us that what's coming is coming rapidly. I find myself reviewing my own plans, reviewing my own plan A, my own plan B. It's an exercise. It's something that I think is necessary. Hopefully, it won't be something I have to do, but I want to be able to have a viable plan if I need to do it. We had a saying when I was in the Army Reserve. I was active duty from 1967 to 1970, and then in the Reserve from 79 to, what was it, 83 or 84 or something like that. Come as you are, war. Come as you are, war. I was with the 10th Psychological Operations Battalion in St. Louis. Same outfit I was with in Vietnam, by the way. And that was the saying, the motto we had, come as you are, war. Whatever, if the balloon went up, as the saying goes, whatever we had is what we had in terms of equipment, supplies, weapons, and so forth. I came real close to volunteering to go back in immediately when the first Gulf War took place. I'd only been out a few years. I called up my buddies down there at the Reserve Center. I said, tell me what's going on. Do you need my help? And my very dear friend, and I'm so glad he told me this, he said, John, it's going to be a chemical battlefield. You want nothing to do with this. And I said, thank you. Not that I don't mind being shot at, being in rocket attacks and mortar attacks, which I've been in all three, on one hand. On the other, I'd rather be in that kind of war than a war that where you can't see the enemy, a biological, chemical war, which is what we're in right now, by the way. That's exactly what we're in right now, biological warfare. I've had to tell several people recently that my interaction with them will be not all that close. Not all that close, because they elected to commit suicide by taking the COVID shot. Sometimes I've had a chance to warn some of these people, sometimes I haven't. But these decisions have been made out of ignorance and fear. They thought they were making the right decision. They thought they were making an informed decision, but they weren't. They were making a decision based on partial information. Wrong information and lies. That's when they made the decision to get the COVID shot. Maybe it was something as simple as, and I have a niece, and she's I got an invitation for her wedding. This young lady is looking forward to a life with her new husband and having children. Well, both of them got the shot. Both of them are now sterile. They don't know it yet. I told their grandmother, the grandmother of the girl anyway, I don't know if she believes me or not. Now, I know the members of that family pretty well, and I'm pretty confident that every member of the family has got the COVID shot. I'm just as confident that within 6 months to 2 years, three at the most, all of them will either be disabled or dead. Basically, my wife's side of the family will all be disabled or dead. In 6 months to 36 months. It's a tough reality. It's a real tough reality. My side of the family, basically the same thing. Both my brothers have got the COVID shot. My one brother's wife, I know my nephew did not get it, thank goodness. My niece, I don't know. I haven't found out yet. I hope she didn't get it. She has three young children that I would like to see her be able to raise, as opposed to being dead or disabled in 6 to 36 months. I talk a lot about the COVID shot. Yes, the Russians are and the Chinese are ready to make their move. And that's just as important as anything can be, on one hand. On the other, we need healthy Americans to oppose the invasion. We need healthy Americans to rebuild America, because there's going to be a lot of rebuilding to be done when about half of this population is either disabled or dead. That's so difficult to conceive of, so difficult to wrap my brain around. And I'm sure many of you are having the same dilemma, to wrap your brain around most half of America being dead or disabled in 6 to 36 months. If you can prevent one person from getting the COVID shot, you've saved a life. How important is that? That's why I talk so much about the COVID shots and Dr. Mike Yaden. I have the largest section on my website. We have, I think it's 7 panels now. Scroll down here to see. We're up to 9 panels, excuse me. There'll be a lot more once my webmaster gets back in action. But by design, the first four articles and videos are the most important of all of them, quite frankly. They're in yellow highlighter, featuring the words of Dr. Mike Yadin. Michael Yadin, former vice president of Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. Yeah, he's the real deal. He has credentials that are about as impeccable and serious as credentials can be in the area of vaccinations and viruses. And he just flat says that these mRNA vaccines are going to kill people. It's a depopulation effort is what it is. That's exactly what it is. And he's warning people. He's basically kissed his career goodbye in terms of working for any outside, any entity. He could be self-employed, and I hope he will do okay in that regard, assuming he wants to do so. But saving lives is important, I believe. I've saved a number of lives in my career, doing bodyguard work, doing criminal investigations where I found the real murderer as opposed to the guy that was charged with the murder. It's very gratifying to do that. Very gratifying. And you can do the same thing. If you can convince one person or two or three or more to not take the COVID vaccine, you've saved lives. That's exactly what you've done. Educate yourself. You can't hope to educate somebody else unless you educate yourself first, can you? Of course not. You need to be able to speak with authority because you've read enough, you've watched enough videos by Dr. Mike Yadin and others, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and others, that you can speak with authority when you're attempting to convince somebody not to get the COVID shot. I hope you can do that. I really do. I hope you can do it. I don't want to see anybody die from this thing. We already had thousands of deaths. We don't know how many because the reporting system is voluntary and a lot of doctors don't know it even exists. Estimates are all over the place as to the true number of people died from this, the true number of people have been injured and disabled from this. It's a magnitude of several times to many times more than was reported at the in the VAERS system. Regardless, it's easily provable that the COVID vaccines are deadly, that they themselves are the biological weapon. COVID-19 itself is really not a big deal. Yes, people died, but please notice, almost no flu deaths during the winter of 2020-2021. How can that be? How can nobody die from the flu? How is that possible? Well, the only way it's possible is for them to manipulate the numbers. And Dave from New York, listening, we've worked with each other now for about a year, and you and I went back and forth privately on these things dozens of times. But Dave spent his life dealing with getting data from known entities that were trustworthy, at least we thought they were. And it's hard to break that paradigm. It's hard to break that mindset that an entity you've trusted, like the World Health Organization, the Center for Disease Control, are lying to you. But that's what they've been doing, lying to us, wholesale lies. We have a break coming up. We do have open lines. If you want to give us a call at 512-248-8252. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have
all right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 29th of June. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. They have, now have until midnight Monday, the 5th, the Mission America sale, up to $60 off each device if you buy eight or more. It's a graduated scale. When you buy one, it's $30 extra off, two to three, $40 off. 4 to 7, $50 off each. And that's in addition to the $50 each that you already get from my website at thelibertyman.com. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and have a 4th of July sale on the energy cleaner. That will be $25 off the energy cleaner, 25% off the mattress pads. When you place your order, you'll be paying full price. I'm not going to change my automated system for a sale that only lasts a few days. I manually process the order, make sure you get the discount. So if you want to participate in this sale, you have until midnight the 5th, that will be Monday the 5th, to place your order for an energy cleaner and a mattress pad. That's $25 off the energy cleaner and 25% off the mattress pads. All right. We wondered, in the alternative media, and many of our listeners have wondered for years about this Deagle report. Is this thing some kind of, is it some kind of science fiction? Somebody's wild fantasy? Is it real? If it is real, how are they going to kill all these people? War is not a very efficient way to kill. I mean, you may think it is, but it's not really. Biological warfare, however, is. Seriously. You want to kill a lot of people, that's the way to do it. And we're in it right now. We have been for a year and a half. We have been for a year and a half. And the Wuhan flu, the Chinese Communist Party flu, is not what's going to kill the masses of people. No, it's the vaccines that's going to kill the masses of people. That's the real biological weapon, the deadly one, I should say. The Chinese flu kills 0.3% of the people that get it. I understand if you have somebody you cared about who died, that's a loss. But on one hand, on the other, it's not much of a biological weapon. What the Wuhan Chinese Communist Party flu is a pretext to get people to want and demand and ask for COVID vaccines. The real killer. The real biological weapon. So that's where we are. That's exactly where we are. We're in the middle of biological warfare right now. China is very concerned that a growing number of Americans are figuring this out. There's a small percentage right now of Americans who figured it out, including many of my listeners, if not most. But once it gets to maybe 10% of Americans who figured this out, it's all over for China. Once we reach that percentage of adults that figure out that the Wuhan flu is in fact a biological weapon and that all of these COVID vaccines are the real killing biological weapons. There'll be enough of us healthy folks left around to do something about it. You know, people like Senator Rand Paul, for example, Governor DeSantis, and there's quite a few others who are really patriots that will do the right thing for the right reasons. That's what's coming. That's what's coming. That's what's got Jeff Nyquist concerned and myself, is that the Chinese are moving their timetable up from several years into the future to this year. This year only has 6 months left, by the way, in case you don't know. These next 2 months, July and August, may be the last 2 months of normal summer that we ever see in our lifetimes. I hope I'm wrong. I truly hope I'm wrong. We shall see. Leon Green will be with us here after the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be talking about doTERRA oils, which is part of my bug out plan. I'm not going to leave my oils behind, no more than I leave my medical supplies or my merino wool socks or ammunition or anything else important behind. No, the doTERRA oils are going with me wherever I go. That's how important they are for me. They'll be packed right in there with my King James Bible, New King James, the one that's actually fairly easy to read. Very important. These oils can save lives. And when we're cut off from pharmaceutical products, well, hopefully you'll have your doTERRA oils. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 29th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. You can spend many hours there educating yourself, informing yourself, making yourself happy, making yourself sad, making yourself angry. Check out everything there, including the energy cleaner. We have Leon Green with us. Leon began a quest more than 10 years ago to become quite expert in anything and everything to do with doTERRA essential oils. We'll be talking about the events of today and, of course, doTERRA essential oils. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Really good. Leon, we got a bunch of callers on hold here. Let's get to our callers. Let's go to Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John and Leon. How are you all doing today?
Really good. What's your name?
You gave an excellent introduction there today. And I wanted to comment on some of the things that you're saying. I think you said it was like 0.3% or 0.03. I can't remember, but I believe it's
0.3%. Right.
Yeah, 0.3 of people that actually have died from the COVID. And if you think about it, John, we know how they're inflating these numbers, and the tests, we know the tests that they give to determine if it's COVID or what have you are no good. And we also know that the hospitals are paid to write down deaths as being COVID-related. So that number is probably way, way, way much more less than what that 0.3 is. So, you know, here's the thing. The vaccines and the tests are definitely what are going to kill people, and what I think the plan all along from the Chinese was to decimate the population with these vaccines and the tests. And the reason I believe that, I don't believe that the flu, the COVID flu I'm speaking of, was ever on the table, really, because, I mean, if you want to take over a country and invade a country, are you going to put in a kill them off with some kind of biological weapon that you can get once you get there? You know, I know the Chinese have little, don't care anything about their soldiers, but you don't want to have a disease running around that the leaders and the people like that who could invade a country are going to catch. No, you want to do it stealthily, and that's with these shots. Oh, and there's one other thing I wanted to comment on, and this has to do with a couple of days ago, I believe maybe yesterday or the day, or a couple of days ago, you had made somehow or another, I believe the Civil War had come up, and they were talking about, and I just wanted to add one other thing to that. A lot of that was, especially among the leaders like Lee and some of the others for the South, it wasn't just the fact that the North was taking advantage of the South with the money, you know, and cotton and everything, which, by the way, was Rothschild-controlled in the North, and the textile mills, which were worse than slavery. It was also had a lot to do with the Jeffersonian concept, or the actual, with the, my mind slipped now, but with the Constitution, okay? And see, the Lincoln had changed the Constitution when the Federalists up there, and he had changed it to where, you know, the secession wasn't allowed, and he also did some other things to the Constitution. But a lot of the top generals and Lee and some of the other more educated people in the South wanted to return to the Jeffersonian, the original Constitution of the country, which gave states the right to succeed, and also didn't impose you know, all the federal laws and things that were added to the Constitution by Lincoln. Lincoln was a problem, really. He wasn't a great emancipator or anything like that. He was actually a opportunist, I believe. But that's neither here nor there. But it was an idea to return back. Oh, that the most important thing about that is that it didn't allow a judicial system of the Supreme Court. In the original Jeffersonian Constitution, the Supreme Court could be vetoed by states who didn't agree with the rulings of the Supreme Court by their own Supreme Courts, the state Supreme Courts, state courts. So there was a lot of that had to do with the returning America back to the original Constitution, which Lincoln had changed and the Federalists had changed. Anyway, that's okay. I had as far as comments, that's quite a bit, I know, but I appreciate you calling. You, like I said, it was an excellent introduction to the show this morning.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you, Charlie. We appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Well, Leon, welcome aboard. We got limited time here to talk about how wonderful doTERRA oils are. And I mentioned in the first half hour how if I had to bug out, that my oils would not be left behind. That would be an essential survival item, wouldn't it, sir?
Absolutely. It was funny. I was talking to one of the ladies on the cruise, and she said, "Hey, why do I need to keep getting more?" And I said, "Well, if for some reason you don't make it to the Ozarks, then at least you know you have some way to protect yourself and your family and your horses and your dogs, because, you know, things may change and, you know, fires occur and things get stolen." So, yeah, it's always good to have your own stash, because if you have to rely on somebody else and for whatever reason they don't have it or it's been broken, you know, whatever happens, if you don't have it, then yes, you once the pharmaceutical drugs run out, because 90% of them come from China and 95% of the antibiotics come from China. And so Trump was amazed to find out how addicted we are to the Chinese teat, and specifically in the medical aspect. And so it is just horrid. And, you know,
it is.
People trying
it
to
is.
Buy things. Yeah. So
we have quite a few callers on hold here. Let's tell people real quick how they can get started with doTERRA oils before we get to these calls. First of all, go to my website. Under products, you'll find the doTERRA oils. Check out the kits. The most bang for your buck is to buy the biggest kit you can afford. We don't encourage people to go into debt. If you think that's what you need to do, use PayPal to pay it off in 6 months with no interest. Get yourself a copy of the book, Modern Essentials. Two different editions, the 5th edition and the 12th edition. The 5th edition says things we're not allowed to say anymore. The 12th edition has all the latest oils. And last but not least, if you need private coaching or you want to get started with a little extra income, talk to Leon about the private coaching for the oils you need or how to start a home-based business. What's that phone number, Leon?
303-495-2188.
Okay, mountain time. And let's get to these calls. We got a bunch of them stacked up here. First, we have Susan in South Dakota. Good morning, Susan.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate your Tuesday broadcast, especially, and all the input. But I am calling about doTERRA for Leon. So there's a lot of flying bugs where I live, and a lot of little crawly ones, you know. And so I have spiders in the house that I'm seeing around occasionally. And then there's a lot of mosquitoes, bees, flying things. I don't know what they are, and crawly things. So in order to repel bugs when I'm outside, sitting in the sun or walking, what is the best way to do it? And is it okay? Can I put something in a little mesh bag or something on my body that would repel, with the scents in it, that would repel the bugs? Or do I have to spray it on? And secondly, inside the house, what do I do about spiders and stuff? Any suggestions would be greatly appreciated. I love doTERRA.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Leon.
And so it'd be most effective if you use the Terra Shield. It comes both in a really small spray bottle that is probably the size of a those really thick Sharpies. It's about It's about 4 inches wide, long. And so you can do that. You can also make your own version of that if you have a larger party. And so that has fractionated coconut oil. And it uses a Terra Shield blend. So in there it has lemongrass and melaleuca and all the oils that are highly repellent to mosquitoes and chiggers and ticks. So it's best if you can you can spray it on your skin. And you don't have to put it on your clothes which is the only recommendation they put on that DEET or the off, because it's really toxic. But not vast majority of the parents don't, you know, read the label. They just spray the, you know, the face and everything. It's really bad. So you spray, you can spray it on your ankles and everything like that, and your wrists and things like that, and your face, and don't forget your neck and your ears. And so that's the best way to do is TerraShield. And you can always do an experiment. You can try it with a little, you know, if you have a little, like almost like a pendant, you could try that in your pocket. But I would venture to say that the response would be much better in repelling the flying insects if you do it, if you put it on your skin. And then pertaining to the homebound crawlies, spiders, brown recluse, and black widow, all of them, they despise the menthols that come from peppermint. So you can put those in either a diffuser, or you can also spray it using, you know, put it in a water solution and fill it up. So maybe a cup, maybe 10 or 15 drops of peppermint, and put that in a spray bottle. And you can spray that, you know, around the doors and other locations where they happen to accumulate. And they love, especially the brown recluse, they love the boxes. And there's a woman from Kansas who got bit twice, and the doctors had nothing to help her, and they were like, yeah, we may have to amputate. That's how bad it got. So we had to do all sorts of protocols, and she's in great shape now, but, you know, she has learned that if she just does the prevention, she doesn't have to worry about that issue. So if you want, you can contact me, and I can email you more protocols, but that's probably the best way is to do peppermint. And if you're dealing with termites and things like that, Arborvitae is phenomenal in that regard as well.
Thank you so much. That was perfect. Exactly what I needed to hear. Thank you.
You're welcome, Susan. Thank you for the call. Our next caller is Eric in North Carolina. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, Leon and John. How are y'all doing today?
Really good.
Very good.
I have a question for each.
Eric, you went away there. Hello, Eric. Looks like we lost Eric. No. Okay, Eric, I guess you can call back in if you can get back on here. We'll go to Richard in Arizona. Good morning, Richard.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Leon, a couple questions maybe for you. Need some recommendation if you have for a problem I'm having. I have a narrowing of C4 and C5 in my neck, which aggravates the nerve, which goes into the right shoulder blade and goes to the right shoulder. Is there anything that you can recommend that I could use that would have a positive effect on a nerve?
Yes, sir. Helichrysum is a phenomenal nerve regenerator. And so when it comes to people who have surgeries, you know, they're doing open heart surgery and they cut open and displace the ribs, and so they separate the nerves, and so the doctors can put the big nerve bundles back together, but they never get all the small ones. And the advantage of the helichrysum is it actually will, it actually assists with nerve regeneration. So, you know, the dendrites and the synapses and the axons, they all benefit from this oil. So I definitely recommend that. And frankincense is also highly effective for neurological issues. And then the other thing is, I would definitely recommend using deep blue for immediate pain. And you can mix the deep blue with the helichrysum, so you're getting the pain relief. And I don't know what you're doing if you're doing any advanced massage therapy or if you have a chiropractor. Don't let them snap your neck. You know, they can do massage therapy on that. But one thing I would definitely recommend is to do the oils before you do the massage therapy, so it actually penetrates deeper and goes further. And so you can put the helichrysum on first, then you put peppermint on. And peppermint is a driver. It's like a catalyst. It's a vasodilator, so it'll drive it deep into the muscles and into the C3 and C4 vertebrae. And you can also take it sublingually. So peppermint is dirt cheap. It's like 5 cents a drop. Helichrysum is not that cheap, so I would definitely recommend you do that, and do it sublingually, so it'll get into your entire bloodstream and goes throughout your entire body, so you get all the benefits. If you just put it on your neck, you're going to have pretty localized ones, but if you want to contact me, I'd love to give you more information as well. and also see if we can do some other ideas for you as well.
Okay, I appreciate it, Leon. And I'm in the process of receiving my energy cleaner from John. So
nice.
I'm hoping that will also help with the situation. And okay, I appreciate your help. And I've already purchased doTERRA products already. So I'll get on that. Okay, thank you.
Way to go, Richard. Okay. We've got a break coming up. We've got another caller on hold. And we'll go ahead and start with this caller, Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a story to tell you, but first I want to let Leon know about what I've been doing with the lemongrass. Is working tremendously on my arthritis, too. Also, I gave that article...
Let's continue after the break. Hold on, Deborah. After the break, we'll get back to your story here.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world, with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Deborah, let's continue with your statement here.
Yes, I had brought up the lemongrass, which helps my arthritis, mm-hmm. too, tremendously. And also, Leon had given me an article to help my son's little boy who has a disability, and regarding gluten, taking gluten out. And I praise God because my son and daughter-in-law do read, and they changing his whole diet. They've been doing it for about a month, and it helps him tremendously and other sugar and other things coming out of his diet. Also, they're using the lavender and to help him sleep better, and that's helping him tremendously. So that was one thing I wanted to let Leon know, and then I was going to tell you both about a vaccination story. So
please, yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, this was on the news. There's a couple that got vaccinated. They have a little baby and a younger child. Okay, she wasn't vaccinated when pregnant, but she got vaccinated after. They have couples that they do things with that have children that also got vaccinated, the adults. So they all decided to come back together and bring the kids, and it's a book club or something. Well, after that, the baby got COVID, their little baby. Okay, then the mother got COVID again, maybe she never had it, but she got it. So now they've separated. The husband's staying at one place with the other child, and she's isolating with the baby. And their reply was, see why we get a vaccine to protect people from the COVID, but that makes no sense. Whoever was vaccinated gave it to the baby. It transferred to the baby. And then the vaccination must not work very well because the baby apparently, or the mother got it from somebody at the group they were with, or from the baby. And this little baby is now really sick, about 6 months old, because they all got together at their vaccinated party of the book club. It upset me tremendously.
Well, despite the evidence being in their face, they're still in denial, aren't they?
Yes. They were pushing the vaccine. See, everybody, why we need to protect ourselves from COVID even more, because they were afraid of their own child, is what I'm trying to say. They were afraid of their own child giving it to them.
Amazing.
And it wasn't the baby's fault. They gave it to the baby through the vaccine.
That's amazing. It's so sad.
Thanks, Deborah.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate that, Deborah. We got top of the hour break.
Okay.
We'll be back with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. Stay tuned.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.